The founder and general overseer of the Temple of Glory Ministries International, Reverend Jonathan Bette, has urged the presidential candidates, MPs, party supporters, and particularly the youth of this country to prioritize peace about 24 hours to the election, running up a 2-week prayer and fasting dubbed the importance of peace. Reverend Bette said peace is an essential commodity and its presence in every society cannot be overemphasized. He said the world is looking at Ghana and this is why the election must pass without any trouble. He encouraged the clergy to stand in for any nation throughout the week until the election process is over.
It is my prayer at this moment that all leaders of this country, people who are vying appointments and positions, should remember, especially all the presidential aspirants, it is only one person that can rule Ghana as a president, that Ghana needs peace. Ghana must be peaceful. God stands for peace. Jesus came to this world and preached about peace. He said, "Peace I live with you. Peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid." Ghanaians are watching and Ghanaians are ready to follow whoever loved peace. I'm believing that all the presidential aspirants or candidates will forge ahead and welcome and embrace peace. Any of the 7 aspirants who will be winning and shall be called the president of Ghana will rule Ghana when Ghana is peaceful. When the people are running up and down looking for refuge, there will be no peace. There will be no government. There will be no president. Everybody will hide. Everybody will be running with his family, little children, looking for refuge. Your presidency will be lost if you don't promote peace. People who are standing as parliamentary candidates, we all need peace. Peace will prevail if we welcome peace. Peace will prevail if we want peace to come. Ghana cannot develop. Ghana cannot grow without peace. The nation Ghana can achieve all its aims if we love peace and we maintain peace in this country. Fighting one another, insulting one another, backbiting one another can never help this country to move forward. To my fellow countrymen and women, especially the youth of our nation Ghana, you cannot succeed in anything you do if there is no peace. You cannot have your comfort in your home, at your working places, if there is no peace in our country.